You're listening to Red River Radio News. I'm Chuck Smith. Arkansas's Attorney General is accusing a Hot Springs woman of taking part in a multi-million dollar scheme to defraud people by falsely telling them they had won a jackpot or lottery. Yesterday, Attorney General Leslie Rutledge announced her department is suing 73-year-old Jean Butler, who Rutledge said acted as a money mule and received money from victims of the scheme.
Ms. Butler engaged in prohibited conduct by knowingly acting in concert with other operators of the scheme to facilitate and carry out the scheme in misrepresenting that consumers had won a substantial cash prize and that they must pay taxes or other such fees to the defendant in advance of receiving a substantial cash prize.
Butler told investigators she had been working for a Las Vegas company called Mega Millions and that she had not been benefiting from the scheme. Investigators believe Butler opened numerous bank accounts to facilitate the transfer of about $6 million to the scheme operators in Jamaica. The Attorney General's office was contacted by one of roughly 50 victims from across the United States and Canada who had sent Butler money after being notified they had won a prize from Mega Millions. The lawsuit seeks restitution for consumers, an injunction against Butler, and civil penalties, which can be assessed at up to $10,000 per violation under the Arkansas Deceptive Trade Practices Act. This is Red River Radio.